My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
If you wrap foil around that, just like the little bit of the base part of the banana where the fruit is, wrap foil around that top and they will last longer.
You know, I'm something of a scientist myself.
Who needs your bananas to last longer, though?
Look, I don't want to go to the store every day for bananas.
They're 8 cents each.
What the hell are you talking about? What is going on?
You're going to wrap them in foil?
They're better when they're just a little green. Yeah.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Too much work.
Not that much trouble, Rich.
Too much work.
Says the guy got a spreadsheet with 3,000 fantasy teams.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Let me tell you, the last two mornings, I really have not known what to do. With drafting over, I'm sitting there by myself today. The dog's asleep. The bird isn't chirping. My wife and daughter are away at a hockey tournament. My son's at school, sitting at the table, staring into space. Where is the mini Schnauzer 8? Where's the Rottweiler?
Sounds like time for a new hobby, Michael.
I need help.
Take up a musical instrument, perhaps.
That's what I should be doing instead, is sitting at that table just playing the trombone. You think that would be better?
Well, a trombone's a curious choice, but sure, yeah. I mean, anything will do.
Oh, it is a great time when you can start to look at scores and lineups, but man, I was drafting so much, I just didn't know what to do without it. Our guest on the Wester Hotline, the great Ian Harditz, Fantasy Life. I'm seeing recently new brand ambassador for Pro Football Reference. Ian, how did you get that?
Yeah, you know, they're paying me a total of $0 to send a couple of nice tweets about them a month. So it seems like a win-win deal for everyone involved. But no, in all seriousness, I've always loved the Pro Football Reference, the OGs of the stat game. And like I always say, man, if you think someone has an official nickname, you better check Pro Football Reference first, because if they don't say so, it's not real.
It's become a running joke on this show how lots of players have at least one nickname you've literally never heard of before. So sometimes you get, you know, four or five, and that's good. Even on the other sports reference sites. No site do I use more. It's not even close than Pro Football Reference. On this show every day, it'll be 10 times I'll open up a new tab, look something up on that site. I offered them a few years ago because I watch a lot of old games just like late at night. And so a lot of those great old games, there's no play-by-play. So I offered them to do that. Like, I'll just give you, I'll do the play-by-play for you. And they said, no, no thanks. So, whatever.
I do love how they went ahead because sacks for a long time. I think they only started 1982, something around there. Yep. So, you know, the guys in the 60s and 70s didn't have it. But they actually went back and tracked all that in the last few years. And the first guy I looked up was Deacon Jones. And, oh, my goodness, guys, I pulled it up right now. 14-game seasons, and this dude still had 4 years with at least 19 sacks out there. What a freaking monster.
When Bruce Smith was dominating for the Bills. We were here for it, late 80s into the 90s. You would always hear this. It was 1982. You'd always hear, actually, Deacon Jones is the leader, not whoever, Fred Dean or somebody from just 82 on or LT. So that's exactly the right name for this. Ian, with Fantasy Life, my favorite thing, on the Fantasy Life site is the punishment generator, Bulldog. So if our league here at the station ever gets to that level where we're having a last place punishment, all you need to do is go to Fantasy Life, answer a few questions, and it will tell you what an appropriate punishment idea is. Pretty good.
There's some doozies on there, man. I know I've been using it in my home league here for a while. One of our poor friends, though, he wouldn't do the Waffle House challenge. He insisted by his own accord to get his belly button pierced instead, which I just cannot relate to. I mean, bring that laptop, sit in Waffle House, have yourself a good day. I'm not freaking piercing my belly button, but you know what? To each their own. I guess the losers can decide. So
at least it's quicker.
Does he have to keep the piercing for a certain amount of time, or is that something you can't really away from once you do it? I don't know. I mean, it seems like a...
The piercer, whatever their official job title is, told him that, you need to kind of keep it in for at least 2 weeks, otherwise it can get infected.
So gotcha, right.
That was a funny subplot going on. But hey, new year, new chance to not lose, so good luck, Ben.
Well, good. we here in Buffalo, Ian, are bracing for Xavier Worthy on a 34-touchdown pace.
You're welcome, Chiefs.
I'm sure we talked about this in the spring when the Bills made the trade. It was kind of a worst-case scenario for us here in Buffalo, if you're so inclined to be, worried about the fact that the Bills helped in some way the Chiefs acquire this player.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at obviously what actually happened out there, I know the box score is pretty sweet, but I mean, we're talking about a reverse that was more just great blocking than anything. And then one of the worst blown coverages I think you'll see out there, and to see the Ravens kind of have that miscommunication meltdown, surprising to see. So I will say, some of the underlying numbers, I mean, he was out there every single route, just like Rashee Rice was, I think 77% overall, like him having that full-time role should be fine in an offense that's going to go out there and do some big things. I mean, I know we didn't see the usual. I mean, we saw a couple nice Patrick Mahomes highlights and everything, but it felt like, more of a ho-hum performance. But that 10.4 yards per attempt or whatever exactly he had, highest mark against that Ravens defense, since 2022. So it is scary that the Chiefs can go out there. And I don't know about you guys, I didn't think they exactly looked like they were firing on all cylinders on offense. And then you still look up at the end of the game, and it's like, oh, yeah, they scored 27 points against, arguably the best defense in football. So scary, scary group going on there. Going to have to score a lot of points to keep up with them this year.
So you're saying maybe Worthy is not necessarily a must-start week two against Cincinnati?
Man, with the amount of lineups I see every week, it's impossible to call anyone a must-start these days. You'll find these 4-16 leagues. He should be starting in more lineups than not, for sure. Because, why wouldn't you want to play someone that just has a chance again? And that speed, the breaker matchup during any given week. But they should be getting Marquise Hollywood-Brown. Maybe not should, but he has a chance to come back as early as week two. And obviously think he's going to be pulling a bit more, attention away from Worthy compared to guys like Juju and Justin Watson. So, hey, Worthy, I think coming in, a lot of us treated him as his boomer bust wide receiver 3. He had a boom. That was fantastic. But as we know, sometimes it's tough to keep all parties involved. Don't think we're going to be looking at too many more, 3-catch, 34 performances from Travis Kelce.
Speaking of the Chiefs, what about Pacheco? Most teams with Isaiah Pacheco probably wouldn't be able to afford to bench him. He's a pretty early draft pick. But, Perine played a little bit. Pacheco wasn't at all efficient in this game. Tough opponent. And maybe Perine trends up. I don't know. How confident are you in Pacheco's season?
the whole Piron love for a guy who got cut from one of the worst offenses in football a couple of weeks ago is just kind of crazy to me, man. How many NFL teams does Piron have to go to for them to not commit to him as a featured running back before we just maybe kind of get the hint? So not saying he sucks. He does some good things, obviously, in terms of being a third down specialist. And, you know, fun trivia question with him owning the all-time NCAA college football single-game rushing record and everything. But, you know, you just look at Pacheco, and I understand dude runs like he hates, you know, the ground and taken everything he's ever worked for, but he's been good with everything that they've asked him to do. And even if the efficiency wasn't necessarily there in terms of yards per carry, I mean, 40 of those 45 rushing yards came after contact, and he continues to look pretty explosive with his opportunities in the passing game as well. So 73% route rate. Now, he did lose, you know, the long down and distance snap battle to Piron, 38% versus 63%. But when you do look at this offense, I mean, they've gone now back-to-back Super Bowl victories with Pacheco as their lead starting running back. You know, I would have been shocked again if someone who's been on the team for a matter of, what, 10 days at this point was going to meaningfully displace him. So, again, just one data point to the sample size. It makes sense if Piron maybe in a game where they're trailing more and they have to do more of that, you know, two-minute hurry-up type of stuff, is on the field a bit more often. But, look, man, as much as we want every single one of our fantasy running backs to just have this 90% snap share, you know, workhorse, you know, the days of, like, the early 2000s type of players, most backfields are a committee of some shape or size in the year 2024. And again, aside from guys like Bijan, Breece Hall, and CMC, Pacheco's utilization is up there with just about anyone, should be ranked inside the top 10 in more fantasy leagues than not, I think, moving forward.
Touchdown got you to 15 points with him last night anyway. So, I mean, you can't count on the touchdown necessarily, but he's on my – I have two teams this year, Ian, one with Mike and his friend Adam Krautwurst, and then the one that we've had a league here at the station. And I've got Pacheco in that one, and I opened it up this morning and went, okay, yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, you'll take it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe those touchdowns do keep coming, man. Again, he is in one of the best offenses in the league. So any running back, look, we're looking in terms of their personal talent, their offensive environment, how many points they can score, their competition, and then just, you know, how much actually work they're going to get. So Pacheco, again, even if we don't think he's necessarily the best running back in the world, I don't really think Kyron Williams is a top 10 real-life running back either, but when he gets fed the ball as much as he does, you know, good things tend to happen in fantasy land. So it really is during these, you know, off-season, you know, sort of months, the summer months of the year, that I think we end up caring a little bit too much about what exactly, you know, this running back's vision is like and all this stuff, because before too long, we just get some random guys we've never even heard of set to see, you know, 20 touches halfway through the season, and it's like, oh yeah, put them in the RB2 spot, we'll see what happens.
I was watching this game with my oldest son, who has a team with Mark Andrews on it, and so he was in sort of a crisis mode most of the night. How big a deal is likely popping like he did, and should Andrews' owners be worried?
Well, look, I mean, Mark Andrews is a fantastic handcuff for Isaiah Likely. That's exactly what we drafted him for. And I kid. Look, the one thing, what we couldn't have happened in this game was a situation where Andrews and Likely were just kind of overlapping each other, where, oh my gosh, now it's, you know, a situation where they're rotating in and out of the lineup. But that's not exactly what happened. If we look actually at the route participation rates, Zay Flowers was first on the Ravens at 94%. Rashad Bateman was second at 88%. But in third and fourth, we had Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely at 72% and 69%. So the Ravens are really taking a page out of, again, some of those early 2010s Patriots offenses and seemingly making that two tight end offense their base look, which, again, based on the talent available, I think we can all agree Isaiah Likely, you know, should be on the field a bit more than someone like Nelson Agholor out there. So, you know, for week one, Likely looked awesome and he did his thing. But again, digging into some of the numbers a little bit more, and shout out to PFF's Nathan Yonke for this great note, but Andrews is actually double covered on the highest percentage of his routes in a single game than any other contest over the past three seasons. So again, when you do start grinding, especially that all 22 film where you can kind of see all the players on the field, it was pretty clear the Chiefs were doing everything in their power to limit Andrews in this one. So just a one game sample size, you know, this time last year, Drake London and T. Higgins combined for zero catches in week one as well. So certainly wasn't ideal for your son, but no, I would not be overly panicking on Mark Andrews. Still very much a top six tight end for me the rest of the way.
The industry is very generous to consider much of what Flowers did last night, quote, routes. Just kind of, I mean, so much behind the line of scrimmage. What an interesting chess game it was to get the season going between the Chiefs and the Ravens. Ian Harditz, our guest on the West Her Hotline. Let's check around the league a little bit here going into week one. Cincinnati, we have T. Higgins as doubtful, And Ja'Marr Chase, what did I see officially? NIR, non-injury related, rest, questionable. Okay. If Chase is active, because who knows, he's talking himself about, it seems like he's just pretty willing to tell you anything right here today, Chase, that maybe he's limited if he were to play. Is he just a must start, as high a draft pick as he was? And or does it matter in this, Ian, whether Higgins is active?
I think in more lineups than not, you're still going to want to have Chase in there. I went ahead and put him wide receiver 21 in my ranking. So he's behind, you know, some guys like DJ Moore, Jalen Waddle, DK Metcalf, Deebo Samuel. But again, you better be in a pretty freaking loaded league to put Chase, you know, anywhere near that bench. Because even if it is going to be limited snaps for him, obviously a guy who can make the most out of those in a hurry, particularly now with T. Higgins likely out of the lineup as well. So just unfortunate, you know, that we haven't had a chance to see either guy really get, you know, full training camp in the one training camp where Joe Burrow happens to actually be healthy. So again, looking like a situation where we all kind of expect them to really beat up this Patriots offense and just Patriots team in general, that I don't think anyone's confusing as, you know, a contender by any stretch of the imagination. So sucks to see this go down in week one with guys like T. Higgins, you know, again, already ruled out. But in Chase's case, sounds like Ian Rappaport was kind of hinting that maybe this contract could get done as early as today. So fingers crossed that happens, man, because if that contract isn't done yet, maybe that questionable does indeed go to out.
Did the Higgins hamstring kind of come out of nowhere, or did I just miss that all week or the last 2 weeks?
No, he wasn't on the injury report to start the week, and then he got downgraded to limited on Thursday. He said he felt good after practice, and he felt so good, he's now doubtful and likely going to miss the game. So, fun fact, guys, T. Higgins has had a hamstring injury every single year dating back to 2019. Dude cannot catch a break, and unfortunately, as any T. Higgins, you know, former fantasy managers know, the Bengals have done this madness where they put him out there as like an emergency role-only sort of player. So, even if we do somehow see Higgins get elevated to active, which is very rare when a guy is ruled doubtful, I do not think he can go anywhere near a starting fantasy lineup.
Yeah, I can still see him on the sideline at Baltimore on a Sunday night a couple of years ago. Higgins, all right, I guess he's not playing. That's super, super. Ian, what about Justin Fields? So I looked at one ranking that had Russell Wilson, presumed starter this week before his injury, 32nd, 32 teams. And then Fields was always the most popular, for what it's worth, backup picked this season in fantasy football. How high does Fields shoot up if he starts?
It's one of these things where, again, I don't blame people if they don't think Fields is a real-life answer, but the one thing we see in our glorious game of fantasy football that, again, doesn't quite match up as well with real life is these rushing quarterbacks, and that's why Justin Fields, QB6 over these past two seasons in fantasy points per game behind only Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Mahomes, Lamar, and Joe Burrow. So, you know, the dude ran for over a freaking 1,000 yards 2 years ago, pretty freaking good at racking up those fantasy points in a hurry. Now, not the best situation in terms of him obviously starting the week as the backup and now kind of getting elevated. So I do think if you find yourself with, you know, the Tuas, the Jared Goffs, the Trevor Lawrences, even the Staffords of the world, I mean, I know in a, you know, vacuum we would prefer Fields over the course of the season, but all those guys are in pretty good matchups, good weather, and we're actually kind of expecting it to potentially turn into a shootout. I'd be okay going with those guys over Fields for now, but once you start getting to the tougher matchups, Dak Prescott, Brock Purdy, Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers, that's where I do think I want to go ahead and rest a little bit more on Justin Fields and what he could bring to the table. I mean, last year, Desmond Ridder, horrible. Any Falcons fan, fantasy managers, you guys saw it. That dude was a terrible NFL quarterback, and he still had, it was 5 or 6 top 12 fantasy finishes. So Arthur Smith, I know, is not fantasy manager's favorite person, but he does run the sort of, you know, run first offense with these QBs where, again, fantasy points can add up in a hurry. So bad news for the running backs, because as we kind of see in Baltimore and Philly and these other offenses with the dual threat, you know, they're scrambling instead of checking down, and then they're also factoring into the equation near the goal line. But, you know, I don't think it changes too much for George Pickens. Shout out to Fields for getting DJ more yards than basically we saw anyone else be able to do the previous four seasons.
While we're on the Steelers, how about the other end of that matchup? New coach in Atlanta, new quarterback in Atlanta. Is this the year Kyle Pitts rewards everyone's faith? Baby. Bijan Robinson, like it's been, we just mentioned Arthur Smith. Like there's a like kind of a smoking gun effect with Arthur Smith when you think about the Falcons the last year or two. Where are you on all those guys?
Yeah, it'd be a lot cooler if Pitts didn't have the hamstring injury. I'll give you that. But he's off the injury report. He will be out there and playing. It's just, again, one of those things where it's like, yeah, if it's not a big deal like you guys are telling us, then why is he limited in practice out here? So I'm optimistic with, you know, obviously London and Bijan. I don't think they deserve to sit. You know, we all feel pretty good about them for a reason. With Pitts, for me, it came down to three factors that really ruined his last season. One, the quarterback sucked. Already talked down on Ritter. Sorry if you happen to be listening to this Ritter family, but you know, now we got Kirk Cousins there, and even coming off the Achilles, I do think 90% of Kirk Cousins is a heck of a lot better than Ritter. We also had Jonnu Smith going out there, really making the most out of his opportunities, taking them away from Pitts. And oh yeah, he now resides in Miami. Congratulations, Jonnu. And the third factor was, again, the health, which before this freaking week did seem like it was 100% on Pitts' side, because the MCL injury he was coming back from was actually a bit more complicated than we thought. Sadly, again, dealing with his hamstring, but based on what we've heard from Raheem Morris and even Kyle Pitts himself, did seem like it was a bit more precautionary than otherwise. So, again, if any of those three factors hadn't really come around in Pitts' favor, I'd be more willing to fade. But, you know, you look at the position, there's only so many guys that seem like they have a decent chance for triple-digit targets. My man is still only 24 years old, I believe, with a 1,000-yard season to his name. He's only 23, even crazier. So, yep. Yeah, I've been hurt before, guys, but ready to do it again. Kyle Pitts, what can go wrong?
He's a year younger than Kincaid, who's going into his second year. And it's Ian's voice I hear pointing out that rookie year that Pitts had one touchdown, and it was in Europe. Right? You love that. And a defensive lineman covered him, right? Wasn't that against the Jets?
That was a great storyline for a while.
Really good. Possible that Ritter's listening. It's Arizona here this weekend, not to alarm you, but they're traveling tomorrow to the area for the week.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
One matchup with the Bills. How are you playing the Bills, Ian? Let's wrap with this. You know, we've been just kind of racking our brains all summer trying to figure out the pecking order in the passing game. I can tell you I don't have it. Like, I still am guessing. You know, past Kincaid, who they should have an organizational incentive, you know, on and off the field. They should have every reason to feed him. We'll see how it goes. But what else might you think is coming from the Bills' offense?
For me, the only wide receiver at this point that I'd feel overly confident putting in a lineup is Khalil Shakir. It just seemed like he was the best option on the field, you know, during the preseason. And then even down the stretch last year, I mean, outgaining Stephon Diggs with fewer than half as many targets over those final, you know, nine or so games is no joke. So Shakir is the one I feel a bit more confident putting a chip on. It is good to see Curtis Samuel obviously being active despite having that turf toe issue. But as we've seen before, again, maybe he's in a little bit more of a limited role than usual. Just in his first game there. And then McKeon Coleman, I mean, I'd love to see him go out there and get that full-time role. But again, just a little worried that maybe we get a bit more two tight end sets than we expect. And obviously Buffalo loves them some Mac Hollins right now. So Josh Allen, James Cook, Kincaid, obviously you're starting them in lineups of all shapes and sizes. And otherwise, hopefully Shakir can get the job done. So I do think this Cardinals team, I mean, we're talking about Kyler Murray, you know, Marv, Trey McBride. Good offense, I think, can put some points up on just about anyone. And they have the league's reigning 31st ranked scoring defense. So I think we could be seeing some pretty fantasy friendly and fun for red zone watchers games here going on early with whoever's facing the Arizona Cardinals.
Very nice, Ian. I am not in Las Vegas this year. You and I have met at the Expo in Canton a few times. I didn't go to that either. I don't know what's wrong with me. But I've gone to Las Vegas. The number one thing on my list to do is draft in that bare knuckle challenge where you do 26 or 28 rounds from memory. No pen or paper, no phone, no notes, 30-second clock. I've really enjoyed that. This year, I didn't go. They canceled it. I didn't know I had that much power.
That does sound great. I'm personally, you know, when I do my home league drafts, I like to just bring my piece of paper. I'll write my tiers on it before, and I'll kind of cross the names off. Going no technology, I do think, is a fun little throwback. But, man, no pen or paper either. That's some true degen stuff, but I love it.
One of the legends in fantasy sports, Emil Kedlick, is that how you say it? I never knew him, but he died recently. And he did the bare knuckle in Las Vegas blindfolded. So not only did he have no notes like anyone else, he couldn't see the board. And he just kept track in his mind who was being picked. And I don't know if he won, but that guy was a legend apparently.
Who cares? What a story, yeah.
Who cares if he won?
Good Lord. I have a shopping list with 9 things on it. I am definitely coming home with 8. I don't know how you could possibly do that.
It's after a lot of, quote, hard yards put in over the summer months. Ian, have a great season. Really enjoy listening to you. And thanks for joining us as often as you do.
Appreciate you guys. Happy week one.
Ian Harditz, Fantasy Life. The Mind of Harditz as well is up there at fantasylife.com. It might be mbfantasylife.com. I'm not sure. Matthew Berry. The punishment generator. You want that. If you can't think of a good idea.
I liked the little interaction. I enjoy Ian a great deal, and I really enjoy following him on Twitter because there's a lot of self-deprecating. Like he's always outraged about this or that and exaggerating, and I'm a big fan of that. But he tweeted a pretty straight tweet about T. Higgins and the same line he used with us here about the hamstring injury, and your buddy Sigmund Bloom was like, who are you?
Basically, I didn't expect this.
Wait, what? What? There's no hyperbole here? This is the truth. Okay, thank you.
Right. All right, 803-0550. I'll tell you what kind of game I expect on Sunday. We'll have Sal on at 5 for his thoughts as well. We'd welcome yours. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Football Friday on WGR is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. We'll be back in a snap, brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Well, they're a good football team, and as always, you got to respect everyone. And so when you look at the pieces they've been able to add, I think they had, you know, a number of picks in the top 100 players this past year in the draft, and they've added some explosive weapons on offense with Marvin Harrison Jr. and, you know, the new running back they got out of Florida State, Benson. So very impressed with their personnel offensively and their ability to be explosive. Certainly Kyler Murray, Trey McBride, their tight end, who's really good, and we'll have our hands full on that side of the ball. And then defensively, they've got some interesting schemes, some unique schemes, in fact, and some really good players with Buda Baker over there being one of them.
Sean McDermott this morning on WGR. Check it out if you missed it at the Audacy app, AUDACY. 4, 5, 6, 7 picks in the top 100, I count. So, yeah, that's the number. 7 picks in the top 100, Arizona. And 8 if you want to go to 104. That's a lot.
What are we counting up again? I'm sorry.
Draft picks this year.
Okay.
They had 8 of the first 104 picks.
Gotcha.
Okay. But the fourth pick into the fourth round, they'd picked 8 guys.
Wow. Yeah, right? That's a top-heavy draft class. Yeah.
I know this because I just went looking once I heard McDermott speak there. So what I do to find things like this out is I open a tab in my browser. And for the second time today, on my way to this information, you get that homepage.
Sure.
With news and quote news.
Yeah.
And, you know, things that...
What's happening computers, in the world? What's hot?
What's going on?
Yeah.
Things that your machine feels like it knows you would be interested in,
right,
which is sort of always creepy to me.
Here, let me open mine up. Oh, yeah. Golf shoes. Okay, go ahead.
Twice today, the main picture and story has been a ranking of Kurt Russell movies. Know why?
Because we talked about Kurt Russell in here the other day.
That, or that the story I told... I talked about him at home the night before when my daughter was watching a movie with him in it, and I couldn't believe that Kurt Russell would be sky high. Mm-hmm. Kurt Russell would be in this movie. So the extent of it is, because I've never Googled him, I think. Mm-hmm. You know what? I did, actually. I did after that. So I did do a search.
There you go.
Let's hope it's that and not just that I said his name.
It's got to be that. Well, I mean, I don't know. I shouldn't say so definitively, but sure.
The cookies.
Assuredly.
That's got to be it.
Yeah.
Because there have been times when I don't remember doing anything online, but maybe talking about something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like ads on your mm-hmm. music provider or something are just like so specific to what you're into. That's the world.
Yep.
I think, you know, we've talked about this game a lot, and we'll have Sal on at 5. Yesterday, got into a little bit how Arizona was quite a run-heavy team last year. They have James Conner, who did a good job for them. Even though he's older, he's been very effective for the Cardinals. Goes into the season healthy, as far as we know. You'd presume that. And so maybe this is a game where, if the Bills are not buttoned up, Arizona runs the ball a lot and successfully. I think that might go both ways in this game. I think it's a James Cook game. And I'm clinging to that because of the combination of two things. One, everything I've said all summer about what I picture their offense wanting to be and wanting to look like. You know, run first. If not first, run more run-oriented than average, which is what they were once Brady took over, and they won almost every game that way, and what's changed with the roster. All of that adds up to me to they think that's the way to go here, somewhat out of necessity and mm-hmm. also by design. And the Cardinals were vulnerable, I mean, quite, in that department themselves. So this could be a game where both running backs or both teams are looking to win this game on the ground, and that includes Allen, of course, and it might include Murray. And I wonder if it includes Ray Davis, because I think he should have some role here. Maybe it's 5 carries. Maybe it's more. It is his first game. And if Cook is effective, they might not need to you know, go back and forth so much.
If he's the first guy in, the way the depth chart is listed, he I'm just double checking. Oh, no, he is behind Ty Johnson, at least at our lads, looking at that. And that surprised me. I thought it was different most of the year. But anyway... If he's first in, you know, and the depth chart tells you he shouldn't be, but who knows what they'll actually do. I would guess like 5 to 7 carries. And the run heavy idea, I think with all the new in the receiving core, I think you might want to sort of ease into the year a little bit. You know, I mean, it certainly can be opponent specific too. If this was a team that was stellar against the run, maybe you would, you know, just go about it like, you know, put your passing game together and just go have Josh Allen do his thing. But I think with the new moving parts and a team that is susceptible to getting run on, or at least was last year, I could see that. I could see sort of just easing in from a passing standpoint, because as great as Allen is, I mean, I don't know. I just don't know how any of this is going to work. And I don't know how much they know how it's all going to work. You know, it's a lot of new there. So it would make sense if you were successful last year, which you were doing that, and you trust your guys, you've even got a new guy that you drafted to add into the mix, and you've got sort of, you know, uncertainty, I guess is how I'll put it, as far as who's going to do what for you in your passing game, it makes sense to kind of rely on the run game. You know, until you feel confident, and maybe they already do, and they'll just come out slinging it 17 times in a row like that one Jet game back early in Allen's career when they did that. Maybe that'll end up being what they do because they are comfortable and confident with what they've got. But it would make sense to me if you eased into it, because you don't want to have unnecessary, like by forcing yourself into like, let's go throw it because we have Josh Allen, turnovers and mistakes that could hurt you. So I could see them leaning on a run game, especially in this game.
You know, you could, this is maybe stretching it, but you could put in one more factor. And I'm thinking about Lamar Jackson a little bit for this. Allen has not always been sharp in week one. The Ram game, as I remember the Ram game, it took a minute. You had an early Cook fumble, but then they got going. He ends up having a great night. Last year, the stats are good. Did he have a great night last year against the Jets?
No.
The Steeler game that they lost prior to that. Then you had a couple, if it's not going back too far, to make it. Oh, wait a minute. I got to put these in the right, because there's 3 Jet games. Yeah, last year was not good. Rams, pretty good, if not very good. Pittsburgh was good numbers, but 58%, one touchdown pass. Then you have the game, the COVID year against the Jets at home, at the Jets. Doesn't really help to do all of this. It's just, why I mentioned Jackson is Warren Sharp had his numbers from openers, or maybe even just the first half of openers. And he said, you got to get this guy preseason action mm-hmm. next year.
Yeah.
Because it's taking him too long to get going. And that could be said of Allen, right? I mean, if you think about last year, a couple of other examples to varying degrees. We'll see what happens Sunday. If he's great right off the bat Sunday, then you don't have this, you know, complaint. But if you are thinking this way, or maybe you have some reason, if the Bills have some reason to think Allen needs to sort of ramp up here, another reason why,
mm-hmm.
it could be a more conservative offense. 803-0550 is the number. We'll have more on this, of course, when Sal Capaccio joins us at 5. Football Friday on WGR, brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog, WGR. The injury report, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Car crash for help. Call 1-800-8-MILLION. Could have been worse.
Yeah.
Javon Solomon, defensive end, is ruled out by the Bills, has been ruled out. Juwan Smoot, also DE, questionable. Everybody else practiced in full and is not to worry about, I suppose. Mitchell Trubisky, Sean McDermott said, is still more day-to-day, but did practice in full. Guess the Bills have the option, if he's not healthy, to call up Mike White mm-hmm. from the practice squad, make that one of their moves.
Yeah. Yesterday when we learned about Solomon being the only player that looked at that time to be in danger of missing the game, and it turns out he will miss the game, it's like, oh, it's all right. They got plenty of other guys. He may not have even dressed, who knows, for this game. Now with Smoot on top of that, and that just cropped up today, they'll have 4 health. Well, we'll see about Smoot. If he can play, maybe he'll go. It's questionable, not doubtful. But they'll only have the 4 guys then, as it turns out.
Want a trivia question?
Sure.
So I think you're aware the Miami Dolphins have gone a long time since winning a playoff game.
Yes, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and I remember the running back, Lamar Smith, the last time they beat the Colts in a playoff game at home.
2000.
Okay.
That's the longest active streak in the NFL for a team not to have won a round, a game, but in other sports, it'd be a round. There's one team in the major sports that's gone longer, active streak, without winning a playoff round than the Dolphins. It's not the Sabres.
2000?
The Raiders, almost as long as the Dolphins, going back to the year they were in the Super Bowl against Tampa Bay.
Right.
That's the last time they won a playoff round.
Is that the 01 season?
02.
02 season? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is it Seattle in baseball?
No. I think they would have done it recently.
Okay. Because they were, maybe it was just a long time not being in.
Yeah, they had the longest drought. They beat the Blue Jays.
Okay.
And they would have done it in 2001 also, but good guess. It's the right sport.
Okay.
This is from Evan Abrams. Evan was on our show weekly a season or two years ago with all kinds of great little nuggets from the betting space, and he's still doing that. Bet Online shares a lot of his, I've got a lot of them today, and this is one of them. Not exactly about betting, but the longest drought since winning a round in the postseason in the top sports belongs to? Want to make one more guess?
The Cincinnati Reds.
Right.
Wow!
That's it. 1995 is the last time the Reds won a round.
Wow. 1995? That is crazy.
Barry Larkin.
Oh,
Ron
God.
Gant might have been on the 95 Reds after playing for Atlanta, maybe.
Man.
It's good, right?
I mean, they were in the World Series in 89, right? With Eric
90.
Davis, 90. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. 95. That's insane. My first year on the radio. That's a long time.
That's the last time they went around.
That's a long time ago.
The Dolphins have the longest current streak in the NFL. A couple of other stats from Evan Abrams. Josh Allen, you know, it's the Bills here, but if you will, Josh Allen has closed as a favorite of more than 4 points 25 times over the last two full seasons. How many of those games have the Bills covered?
What's the number again?
4.5 or higher.
But
25 games over the last two seasons with Allen at quarterback. How many of those 25 games did the Bills cover?
22.
8.
Okay.
It's the worst rate.
A lot less than 22.
Out of 42 quarterbacks whose games closed more than 4 points as a favorite in any game, Allen's mark is the worst.
Mm.
8-16-1.
See, I told you he's terrible.
The story that we cling to for so long was how the odds makers couldn't make the spreads big enough for the Bills. Like, they would just destroy you anyway. That's when we were wondering if their schedule was so easy that it wasn't really a true indication of how good they were. This would be 21 maybe that season, or 22. Well, I mean, that's different now. Last 2 years, favorite of 4.5 or more, which of course is this game.
Mm-hmm.
8-16-1. Kyler Murray in the Eastern time zone against the spread. Last 14 games.
0-14.
11-3. Way off.
I'm doing great.
You nailed that Reds one, then you went for a walk.
Yeah.
Murray,
yep.
11-3 against the spread in the Eastern time zone.
I'm already thinking about the next commercial I got to do. I checked out. I'm sorry.
Is it about betting? Because, you know, I don't know if I want to listen right now. I don't know if I trust you.
No.
Sal Capaccio coming up next as we dig in on Bills Cardinals. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, Football Friday on WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.